The control tower at Winston-Salem's Smith Reynolds Airport will close down next month, a victim of federal budget cuts. Airport Director Mark Davidson says the word came down just yesterday.
Came down around 7 o'clock last night. I mean, the official word from the FAA, but we've been working with the United States Contract Tower Association trying to fight this off, but we got the official letter last night.
The Federal Aviation Administration is making tower closures part of its plan to reduce costs by about $600 million for the remainder of 2013. Davidson says five people at Smith Reynolds will lose their jobs, and it's apparently not a temporary fix unless they successfully file an appeal.
It's permanent. We have to demonstrate in a letter that we got from the FAA that Smith Reynolds is, the tower is vital to the national interest, and they won't take any consideration to local interest. So we're going to draft up a response and demonstrate that we are vital to the national interest of the transportation system. And it's just kind of unique that several months ago, I think it was about 3 or 4 months ago, we were designated as one of the top 82 general aviation airports in the country that served a national interest, and then we get this letter from wanting to close our control tower down.
Smith Reynolds has more than 43,000 takeoffs and landings a year, which Davidson says equates to about 120 a day, but that doesn't average out to a certain amount per minute.
It's like rush hour traffic, you know, comes and goes, and for instance, last month we had 1 hour where our peak hour was, you know, 42 operations just in that 1 hour. So when you don't have a control tower, sequencing and separation, things like that, can get a little hectic here.
Davidson says he feels that cuts could have been made in other areas rather than by closing towers, and he says that even if they do have to do without the tower, they'll do the best they can to maintain the business they have and to continue to expand as much as possible. Steve Biddle, WFDD News.